have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world, when you hit that play button, that's what's important. So glad you did. So glad you're here. And I hope you're glad you're here. This is a show about personal, professional, and leadership development and helping to move you from where you are to where you want to be, whether it's in your personal life, in your professional life, in your small business, in your corporate environment, on the team at work, whatever it is. Maybe it's the whole corporation, moving you, developing leaders. It's all in here. Over 300 episodes, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads all over the world. Stay with it. It's the repetition. Listen again and again and again. It's the repetition, the application, and the action that'll make a difference, that'll have an influence on what's showing up in your life. We're going to continue today looking at the Master Key System by Charles Hanel. Now, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, this isn't a, I guess what I'm trying to say, it's just not an author or a name that everybody knows about. And a little background on Charles Hanel. He was born way back in 1866 in Ann Arbor, Michigan, my home state. And he was with us until 1949, the end of 1949. But I want to tell you a little bit about him because this guy's brilliant. He's a self-made businessman. I mean, he was very, very successful with these principles that I'm sharing with you. And how was he successful with these principles? It's what I just mentioned, application and taking action in his life. In fact, so much so, back in 1919, Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich, wrote to Charles Hanel. He wrote him a letter thanking him for this master key system that I've been sharing different points with you. Napoleon said to him, "My present success and the success which has followed my work as president of the Napoleon Hill Institute is due largely to the principles laid down in the Master Key System." Hanel was also quoted in the best-selling self-help book by Rhonda Byrne called The Secret. So it's a little bit about him applying these principles. That's what I really look for because that's what I do. I want to look at, or look to, I should say, authors and people and podcasters and speakers and trainers and courses where the creator has taken action and applied the material in their own lives to achieve some measure of success, you know, around what they're talking about. So there you have it. And I'm not going to go through this entire book. I encourage you to get it. And because it's, you know, we could spend probably a couple years on it. What I like about it is it's broken up into parts and there's points in each part. It was originally written as more of a study manual and points to study, points to discuss, points to ponder, to take action upon, take, you know, apply to our own environment, whether this is for personal use, professional use, or, you know, in our businesses, in our corporate space, or in our lives. And those should be intertwined anyway when we talk about what kind of goals we want to achieve. We should have a personal goal that's tied to our professional goal and vice versa. So we're going to keep moving along here. Listen to the last two episodes, because I don't want to recap every time I decide to do some of these points, because that'll just take forever. So we're picking up on point. Well, I will go to right to point eight here, because we talked, I recapped point one through four, and then we did five, six, and seven last week. So this is right in the beginning, and we've been talking about how everything that shows up for us in our lives is coming from the inside out, from consciousness. And for the most part, for the last five into the sixth year here, that's really what this has been all about. The show's been all about how to live life from the inside out rather than from the outside in. But how often do we see that over and over and over again as people in their lives, in companies, corporations, leadership, management, frontline personnel, just living life as a series of knee-jerk reactions to what's going on around them, rather than being in total control within themselves, using the mental faculties and the spiritual faculties to discern what is the wise thing to do here, to access that point of wisdom. So we're talking more about that. This is all about living and succeeding from the inside out. Point eight, the world without is a reflection of the world within. What appears without is what has been found within. In the world within may be found infinite wisdom, infinite power, infinite supply of all that is necessary, waiting for unfoldment, development, and expression. If we recognize these potentialities in the world within, they will take form in the world without. That's why I'm not, this particular point number eight is why I'm not doing every single point in there, because that really, really sums it up. Everything around us is a reflection of what's going on within us. What shows up, what appears around us as results, as circumstances, as situations, has been found within us. If there's something that's confusing within, there's going to be something that's confusing on the outside. It doesn't work the other way around. We're not looking at something and saying, wow, that's confusing. I don't know what to do there. We got to go to the other place. We got to sort out whatever it is within us and find that sense of order, that harmony, that alignment with that perfect spot, that perfect spot that I like to say is the center of wisdom, the place where we intuit what is our next step, which way to go. Listen to point nine. It might make a little more sense for you. Harmony in the world within will be reflected in the world without by harmonious conditions, agreeable surroundings, the best of everything. It is the foundation of health and a necessary essential to all greatness, all power, all attainment, all achievement, and all success. What is it again? It's harmony within. So I invite you to get still with yourself often, and I've had many, many episodes about that, just getting still with yourself, taking that time as non-negotiable, that you begin your day and end your day just entering into the silence, the stillness, like throwing a sheet over a bed and it just settles, and just being in that space, examining, how am I feeling? What am I feeling about what? You know, often we'll have some things that are going on in our lives that are causing maybe some inner turmoil, maybe in our personal life, that might show up as a condition in our professional life. So we want to get in harmony with all this. We want to do a little bit of self-analysis. Now, notice I didn't say self-criticism and being real critical of what's going on, but to find that place of peace, that place of harmony, knowing that we have the power of our imagination and intuition and the memory that we can access wisdom gained along our life path. And we can go into this place, this seat of power, really, to make a choice. What is power? Our power, to me, is our ability to make a choice, to make a decision one way or another, and to be in alignment with all that may stem from that decision. That's true power. So we want to be in harmony on the inside for things on the outside to be in alignment with all that we want to see made manifest in our experience, our results, our goals, our dreams, our objectives. So, you know, again, it's pointing back to, do you know what you want? Do you know where you're going? Do you know what you want to show up? So within us, we have to be in alignment with that. A lot of times people set dreams and goals and they don't, you know, maybe they don't really want to experience that. They might want some part of it, but maybe something on the inside is not quite right. I often tell the story of the lady that, you know, she just, like me, loved water, just wanted to be on a boat out all the time, just wanted to be on a big boat or a yacht or something like that. And she had an opportunity. She was a hairstylist. She had an opportunity to join a cruise line and work the salon, to be a member of the crew and be out. But she'd be gone for 6 months at a time. And she had a little girl, a two-year-old or a three-year-old. And so this is working things out in the relationship, right? She had this opportunity, a dream, but she wasn't really settled in the inside. She didn't want to leave her family. So she had to sort all that out. How does that look like? And what is that? What does she really want the most? So sometimes those big dream goals, we have to spend some time with it, really doing some careful analysis and seeing if it ticks all the boxes and it's aligned with our personal values and missions and that kind of thing. Harmony in the world within means the ability to control our thoughts and to determine for ourselves how any experience is to affect us. That's what I was just talking about. That's point 10. But think about that. I didn't even look at that point when I told you that little story, but that's a perfect summation of it. Harmony in the world within means the ability to control our thoughts and to determine for ourselves how any experience is to affect us. So here's the experience we might want to have. Here's my big dream goal. I identified it. It's something that excites me and scares me at the same time. Ticks those boxes. I have no idea how it can happen for me. Perfect. But have we sat with us and said, well, here's what will be my, you know, this dream fulfilled, this objective achieved. How is everything else going to look? How is it going to impact those that I love? And we just have to take a look at that. And maybe we keep going and maybe we course correct a little bit, but we have the power to make the choice, to control our thoughts, to decide. The world without reflects the circumstances and the conditions of the consciousness within. Repetition. That's why I'm going over and over. These points are redundant and they seem to be saying the same thing, but that's how we learn. That's how we impress our subconscious mind, by hearing it over and over and over again in a different way. It's the repetition that is making the difference. And this master key system is really about how we apprehend the power of our subconscious mind so that it influences and impacts our daily lives so that we can move efficiently and effectively in the direction of our dreams, of our goals, and of our objectives. Point 13, if we find wisdom in the world within, we shall have the understanding to discern the marvelous possibilities that are latent in the world within, and we shall be given the power to make these possibilities manifest in the world without. Again, we can find it within us. We can find all the answers that we seek. We can find all the solutions that we seek. We can do the sorting, the testing, the what if, the possibilities, knowing that within us lies infinite potential to get the answers, to ask, to seek, right? As we become conscious of the wisdom in the world within, we mentally take possession of this wisdom. And by taking mental possession, we come into actual possession of the power and wisdom necessary to bring into manifestation the essentials necessary for our most complete and harmonious development. The world within is the practical world in which the men and women of power generate courage, hope, enthusiasm, confidence, trust, and faith, by which they are given the fine intelligence to see the vision and the practical skill to make the vision real. On and on and on goes. In this particular part one, there are 47 points. Again, just repeating over and over and over again, we can find everything that we need within us. Are you doing this? This last point talks about seeing it. Talking about tapping into that wisdom and having the vision to see it complete. Doing whatever analysis we need to do. Finding the wisdom within that we need to have. This is where it all is. This is the wisdom that we access when we're looking for the next step. You know, I often, when I work with individuals, and you heard me do it on this show as well, and I talk about big dream goals, you know, that dream that excites you and scares you at the same time, and you have no idea how it could possibly come true for you. Well, if you don't know how do you discern your next step, right? Don't worry, you don't have to know how. How is none of your business. But to discern the next step, everything that I've talked about today in the last couple episodes, this going within part is what we really have to get down, because that's where the answer will come from. When I talk about you don't have to know how, you don't have to know how to get the big final picture all completely done in every single step along the way. You just have to know what to do in this moment. In this moment, it's all you have anyway, so you want to be fully present. That's why I invited you to push back morning, nighttime, maybe at several times during the day, to actually schedule this into your planner. Schedule time to just push back and go within, to acknowledge the seed of wisdom that is there, and ask and seek and knock and say, hey, what is my next step here? I see the vision. I have designed this using the power of my imagination. What I want the company to look like, what I want my small business to look like, what I want my relationships to look like, what I want my health and physical, whatever it is. I don't know how to do this. So I'm asking, what is mine to do right here, right now, today, in this moment, in this next moment, and each next moment? What should I do? What could I do? And if I did do, what will move me along my path in the direction of what I desire to experience? And it'll show up. And it'll show up for you throughout your day. And what you're doing is you're also working with your subconscious mind, and you're conditioning it to be responsive. Right? And one way that I don't often talk about, one way that we make it more responsive and we open that floodgate of wisdom, inspiration, and guidance is to take that action. I've been talking more and more about application and action, but when we receive that download here, and it's often it's going to come in and it's like, wow, I didn't see that coming. I never even thought of that. Well, great. There's your how, right? But we have to take action on it. We can have those great ideas. We can have this divine inspiration show up, but we have to take action on it. When we take action on it, we're going to either move along our path in a more efficient and effective way, or maybe we're going to learn something maybe it doesn't quite work out the way we thought it might, but we're going to learn something from that so that we keep that as wisdom gained. So in either way, it is serving our greater good. But we have to take action. If we do nothing with it, well, I tend to believe we're closing the floodgates a little bit. We're not going to be in that harmony that I talked about. Harmony is that flow, that open flow that is just ceaseless wisdom, ceaseless inspiration, ceaseless guidance along this path for every next step. It'll come. Just do this, practice it, apply it. That's the application part. Apply it. You have to do it. You have to be what the dream is, what the objective is in consciousness. You have to sort things out internally. You have to ask for each next step, and you have to take action. So with that, we're going to wrap up this particular episode because we're out of time already. We'll continue with key points that I really believe that if you apply in your life and take action on after you listen to this show, you are going to see results on. And it will work for you in your life. I've been doing this for a long, long time, and this is the way. Little bite-sized piece. That's why I like points like this. We don't have to ingest and finish a whole plate of a chapter of thousands and thousands of words. We just take one of these points and say, how do I apply it in my life today? How do I make this make a difference for me today, right now, in this moment? I don't have to eat the whole chapter. I'm just taking a bite-sized piece, right? That's why I love this. That's how I made a real transformation in my life, a little book called Daily Word. I would take that, bits and pieces. What is that for the day? What is it talking about today? Maybe it was faith, strength, wisdom, love, power, imagination, understanding, will, order. It doesn't matter. Thanksgiving, forgiving, all that stuff. Just take one thing a day. Absorb it. Saturate myself with it. Live from it. Become it. Live in that way, in that space of that inspirational nourishment that I was receiving. And that's what we're doing here. Bite-sized pieces. Listen to this over and over and over again. Grab what you will from this and set the intention and make a commitment. I'm going to apply this in my life today. I'm going to see this work. I'm not going to just see it work. I'm going to prove that it's working for me. I'm sorting things out internally. And I'm looking for the evidence on the outside. Might not always show up right away, but it will, as you become all that you want to be on the inside first. All right, you've been listening to the Genesis Frequency Podcast. I invite you to reach out to me for assistance with any of this. My calendar is successappointment.com. Success appointment, all one word, successappointment.com, not a sales page, simply my calendar, and it'll open up for you, and we can talk about how we can move you along personal, professionally, or as a franchisee of Leadership Management International Design, a leadership development program for your employees, your entire staff. I have something in there for everyone under the corporate umbrella, everyone in a small business environment, and for you personally. Many programs, many things we can talk about, but mainly the call is to help you get unstuck wherever you may be and get you moving in the direction of all you want to experience in your life as your big dream goals, as your objectives. So reach out, successappointment.com. For now, this is Reverend Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina wishing you an infinitely spectacular day. God bless you.